Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. John chapter 13, a moment in which Jesus is fulfilling the Passover by giving us the last Passover meal, by instituting the Lord's Supper, the new covenant meal that replaces the Passover meal, and giving us an anticipation of a supper that is yet to come. It's John chapter 13 and verse 1. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew his hour had come to depart out from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper, he laid aside his outer garments, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" And Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will understand afterwards." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." And Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." And Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you, for he knew that one was to betray him." And that's why he said, "Not all of you." Number one, this is the last Passover. This is the last meal Jesus will eat with his people. The Passover becomes the Lord's Supper. The bloody meal of the Passover lamb slain becomes the bloodless meal of the new covenant because the Lamb of God has been slain. Secondly, this fulfillment also anticipates the marriage supper of the Lamb. But while he's there, Jesus then begins to do a ministry that is very powerful. The one that's going to betray him is right there. Folks, there will be in this side of eternity always false believers, unbelievers, camouflaged. Some will be wolves in sheep clothing, some will be sheep in wolves clothing, but they'll be camouflaged among God's people, even as Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, was. But Jesus, knowing he's going to be betrayed, knowing he came from the Father, knowing he's going back from the Father, knowing he is going to go to the cross, rise from the dead, and ascend to the Father, knowing all of those things, what does he do? He gets up, and nobody had done the work of the servant. And so he does what they were supposed to have done, and that is baptize the feet, even as you baptize your hands. And so he takes the water, and he pours it over their feet. He prepares himself by taking aside his garments, grabs the servant's towel. He washes their feet. Simon says to Jesus, "Don't do it." But notice also Simon didn't grab the towel or the basin either. Jesus realized this isn't a statement of, "Oh, let me serve." This is a statement of pride. "I don't need you to serve." He says, "Oh, you need me to serve you. Because if I don't wash you, you're not clean." Well, that brings conviction. So Peter says, "Well, if that's the case, wash everything. Here's everything." He says, "Well, I'll wash you. Right now, I'm going to wash your feet because I'm going to teach you. Once I baptize you with my spirit and sprinkle you clean with my blood, you don't need any more cleansing. I've made you clean. But you are walking in this world. So every day, you need to wash your feet. You need to apply the gospel to your way of life so that you can live as one following Jesus Christ." And so that's what he is teaching them. Plus, he is teaching them true leadership. Because the one who leads is going to tell us this is the way you're supposed to lead. The power of the state is the sword. The power of the family is the rod. The power of the church, the power of the church is the towel. We love the Lord and serve him. We love one another and we're to serve one another. That's what God has called us to do. Who is this Jesus? This is the one who stood in heaven. The Father sent him. He laid aside the privileges of his glory. He wrapped himself with humanity, and he came to seek and serve and save the lost. And Jesus now teaches those who were lost whom he saves. Now you do like me. You lay aside all of your pride. You take up a servant's towel. You wash one another's feet. This is what believers do. This is what leaders do. We use the power of the gospel towel. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.